Good morning. It's December 26th, the day after Christmas, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Boxing Day. Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. Lord, when did we see you thus? The king will answer and say to them, truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. Matthew 25:35-40, NASB. When I was in eighth grade, I spent a summer at Ozark Boys Camp in Mount Ida, Arkansas. One of the activities was learning to box. I knew nothing about boxing, and when they paired us off by height rather than weight, I thought nothing of it. The counselor tied my gloves on, put in my mouthpiece, and sent my 6'1", 125-pound frame into combat with a boy of the same height, who weighed 185 pounds. All I remember thinking as I sunk to my knees after the first punch was that you really do see stars. I never knew the term boxing could refer to anything else until well into adulthood. Throughout the British Empire, when it really was that, and not simply a loose federation called a Commonwealth, the day after Christmas, or the second day of Christmastide, is known as Boxing Day. It happens to coincide with the St. Stephen's Day, commemorating the first Christian martyr who was stoned to death in 36 AD. Until well into the 20th century, servants in homes throughout the United Kingdom were all working on Christmas Day while their masters celebrated. The next day was traditionally their day off and was spent organizing charity for the poor and visiting their families. In recent times, it has been celebrated as a public and bank holiday, largely devoted to shopping the after-Christmas sales. Some believe the term originated in the Middle Ages and references the alms box found in the narthex of Christian churches, intended as a collection point for donations to the poor. Since the early church, St. Stephen's Day was the time for distributing the contents of these boxes. Alternatively, the term Boxing Day may refer to the custom of giving a Christmas box to postmen, errand boys, and other servants and tradesmen on the first weekday after Christmas. This box would contain cash, gifts, and sometimes leftover food. While celebrated in slightly different ways throughout the former British Empire, and as St. Stephen's Day across the Latin Catholic Church, and on a day a few days later in the Eastern Orthodox Church, the concept is largely the same. Charity from those who have plenty to those who have little. Whether you think of giving gifts at Christmas as a remembrance of those given to Christ by the Magi, or on a deeper level, as symbolic of the gift of redemption and new life given to us by grace through Jesus, Boxing Day is certainly about giving. Charity begins in the heart, and certainly people of any faith or no faith can be charitable. But for the Christian, charity is not intended as a behavioral option, but as an outgrowth of the indwelling Spirit. In other words, as you allow the Spirit more and more latitude to direct your steps, you'll become more and more charitable. Why? Because becoming more Christ-like, in other words, sanctification, is all about following the greatest commandment, right? Love God by loving others. Our opening verses make it simple. You want to know how to love God? Love others. You want to know how you love people you don't even know? Be charitable. When you donate money to dig a well in Central Africa for people who otherwise would have to walk 20 miles round trip in the heat for fresh water, you're digging that well for Jesus. When you take an evening and help out at the North Texas Food Bank, you're helping to feed Jesus. It's not that hard. It turns out that boxing, by pairing people of equal height, leads to a very short competition. But boxing by giving to people with less opportunity for sustaining themselves leads to clothing, feeding, and housing the Lord Himself. So get prepared to go out there and box the day after Christmas. My guess is you can find a way to do it with PayPal and a computer. But whether you're boxing by financial support or literally by taping cardboard boxes together, you've found a way to put a smile on the face of God. By the way, Christ is okay with you designating any of the 363 days as Boxing Day. He's going to hang on to Christmas and Easter, though, if it's all the same to you. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. When we pass up an opportunity to help the less fortunate, have the Spirit remind us that it is you we are passing by. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.